we often refer to this time of year as the festive season, don't we? But where does that phrase come from? Here's Sam to explain our word of the month, which this time is festival.
Word of the month.
In midwinter, we enjoy celebrating Christmas and the arrival of the new year. But of course, festivals are an important part of life around the year and around the world. A festival is an event ordinarily celebrated by a community and centering on some characteristic aspect of that community and its religion or cultures. It is often marked as a local or national holiday. And next to religion and folklore, a significant origin is agricultural. Food is such a vital resource that many festivals are associated with harvest time. Religious commemoration and thanksgiving for good harvests are blended in events that take place in autumn, such as Halloween in the Northern Hemisphere and Easter in the Southern. Festivals often serve to fulfil specific communal purposes, especially in commemoration or thanking to the gods and the goddesses. They may also provide entertainment, which was particularly important to local communities before mass-produced entertainment. Festivals that focus on cultural or ethnic topics also seek to inform community members of their traditions, the involvement of elders sharing stories and experience provides a means for unity among families. In ancient Greece and Rome, festivals such as the Saturnalia were closely associated with social organization and political processes as well as religion. In modern times, festivals may be attended by strangers, such as tourists, who are attracted to some of the more eccentric or historical ones. The Philippines is one example of a modern society with many festivals, as each day of the year has at least one specific celebration. And in the Christian calendar, there are two principal feasts, properly known as the Feast of the Nativity of Our Lord, Christmas, and the Feast of the Resurrection, Easter.
Certainly, festivals can be many and varied, but they all come with their own individual traditions,